The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Destroying humanity and the planet. We'll get into that this hour. We are in a place where there are no GMOs. There's only an uplifting experience when you eat. It's called Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora, Florida, special event. I lectured before the show tonight and got to meet some new folks, people I haven't met, and we have one of them on the air right now. And Dr. Solara, what an amazing pleasure to see another homeopath in a small little rural town. And, you know, I'm smiling because we know your circle of people, and then you go to somewhere and you don't expect to meet someone so special. And here you are, and this is so cool, and I appreciate you being here on the air. Just, you probably didn't plan on doing a radio show tonight.
I did not, but thank you so much.
Well, thanks for your courage in stepping up and answering questions and being with me today as well. I don't know if Super Don's connected. He was having some connection difficulties, but let me know.
I'm here.
He's there. Oh, he's back. He's back. And we've got to find out what's in this green sundae smoothie thing. I don't know if we can get Purusha in on this, and she can tell us about it. I don't know. Can you squeeze in? Yeah, because I have to talk about it. Yeah, you got to put them headphones on there. I have a picture of this outside. It's in the, the Facebook. I can't even think right now as I'm trying to hook up Purusha here. Let me give you your go ahead and talk. Go stand over there so you don't get any feedback there.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
You can?
So
okay.
I'm having a green sundae smoothie,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is Thursday, right? I want to be sure. And I appreciate you making this on a Thursday for me because it is incredible. I look at a smoothie. Most people listening to this might not understand why you would put spinach in a smoothie because they think it's always about sweet. But, man, this is an incredibly smooth smoothie. And it's not just spinach. There's other things. But you need to tell me about it because there's something unique about this.
Well, first of all, why we call it Sunday Green Smoothie is because we serve Sunday brunch, and it's a special smoothie that we serve on Sundays. But because it's so delicious, people come in all week long
mm-hmm.
for it. So we're putting it as of next week on our regular menu. So I think we're probably going to change the name to Vitality Green
okay.
instead of Sunday Green. But I always feel that, you know, food tastes as good as the quality of ingredients you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Always. It always does. And what's different about this is the base of it is almond milk. And, of course, we use raw and we use imported.
You say,
almond.
Of course, you use raw, but most places don't.
Oh, no, right.
Because even the organic almonds in America are not really raw.
They're not really. They're pasteurized. And is Solara on?
Yes, Solara.
Isn't there a U.S. law saying that the almonds have to be pasteurized because there was some kind of threat or scare several years ago? So they're pasteurized, and we really feel like that takes a lot of the flavor out, and I'm not sure what all the science is behind that,
mm-hmm.
but we get all of our almonds that are imported. They're either Italian or Spanish almonds, but usually Italian, and they're organic.
Ladies,
and
if I pinch your behind inadvertently, it's because of the Italian almond. It's not me.
and we make our own almond milk every day, and it's not processed. It's just the almonds. vitamins and water in the Vitamix, and out comes the almond milk. It's not heated. Like all that carton almond milk, we have people that come in here and they say, I can't believe how great this tastes. And then they'll drink our almond milk straight, or we can make chocolate almond milk or berry-flavored almond milk. And they say, why does this taste so good? And I say, it's because it's we make it, and we make it the raw living way, and it's unprocessed. It's not been heated. They say, I've been buying carton almond milk, you know, in the health food store. It doesn't taste anything like your almond milk.
Mm-mm.
Nothing like it. And it's easy enough to make, but we make it here fresh every day. And so that's the basis of that smoothie. But also, you know, our spinach is organic, and the banana and pineapple in it is always organic. And it's really amazing to think that just four ingredients could taste that good. But, you know, I feel that organic food is flavor, super flavorful. It's way, to me, do you agree, Solara? You probably
flavor,
do
are you
too.
Kidding?
Isn't it more flavorful?
I used to, Farouche, I used to, when I traveled around, when I first started eating organic 20-plus years ago, if I travel on an airplane, and if I sit next to a, what I consider my elders, right, I'm always one that digs for information. I want to know, what was life like when you were little? And I would inadvertently ask them about food, because I was discovering food in my 20s. Oh, organic, this tastes good, right? So I'd ask them about food that they remembered when they were children. And they would always say, yeah, food today doesn't taste like I remember it. They'd always say, especially tomatoes. That was the big
thing. That's what I always say, because I was born in 1955, so I grew up in the late 50s and the 60s. And our snacks were, my mom would make us a sack of fruit, and then we would go out to play for the day. And I just remember plums and peaches. And, you know, all those fruits tasting so much different than they do today. Unless if you buy organic, you can get pretty close to it.
Right.
But still, you know, it was really great back then.
Well, and what we're doing here at Vitality Bistro, and kudos to you, Purusha, and Tananda, very conscious about what you do here. There's no, maybe, you know, you're committed to this, and it shows. I mean, the people that are brought here, there's bright lights here, there's consciousness. And, of course, the food that you eat impacts upon how you live. And, you know, I didn't know, because as an American, I was raised where food, if it was cheap and fast and easy, that was enough. And it's so unconscious, and it's so deadening in reality. And so to have a place like this, it's just so unique in this, you know, oasis. There's a lot of people in this town that probably don't know about organic living foods yet. But you're here. And you set, you know, you set your plant and you say, this is where we are. Come and find us. And I think the world now knows of you. Come into a Vitality Bistro. Get one of these green things. Amazing. Among other things, I just had, what did I have, the sliders earlier?
You had guacamole sliders,
They had the delicious tomatoes. I'm not a big tomato fan, but I ate them and they were wonderful, all right, because I was allergic when I was a kid, and that just kind of set the stage. I'm not allergic anymore. And it had some secret sauce. Everybody has to have a secret sauce on it, and some sprouts and these a raw onion bread of some kind. Absolutely delicious.
And all of our flatbreads, crusts, and crackers are also gluten-free. We don't use any glutinous anything here. We make nothing that has any trace of gluten. We make everything from scratch, so you can be assured that there is no trace of gluten in anything. You know, there's prepared foods. Are you running out of time?
No, we're good.
Okay. There's prepared foods that say gluten-free, like even in the health food stores, but there still will can be found traces of gluten in those foods, and maybe even more than traces. You know, there's like, I know there's guidelines set, but there's no real laws that anyone has to follow.
Supposedly the FDA is going to come down with a definition. Maybe they have, but it takes years to implement. In the meantime, controlling for the food you have. And if you're sensitive, this is a place to come and get it. Now, I don't want to bring anybody down or bum anybody out, but there are a lot of listeners around the world that would love to eat here. Now, I know. We also got to warn them, if you're not aware of genetically modified ingredients, the GMOs. My friend Jeffrey Smith, you know about Jeffrey Smith, of course. He's been around the world communicating this and getting others to do it. There's a Natural News article today about GMOs and seven ways that it's really harmful. One of the ways is it's actually leading to more superbugs and superweeds. They promised us it would get rid of all of that, right? Turns out the opposite is true. So just getting worse. Also, the GMOs are evidently killing off our pollinators. You know, the insects and the bees and the butterflies that come around and they make everything possible. You know, forget it. If the bees are gone, we're done in a generation or two. There's no more fruits and vegetables without that. So, and there's a good story about the bees fighting back. We're going to get to that in a little while. But there's also GMOs allowing corporations to control our life. I mean, are anybody into being controlled by corporations? Red show of hands. No, not here. Super Don, you don't want to be controlled by a corporation, do you?
I'll pass on that one.
He'll pass on that, too. My producer will pass on that. That cross-contaminating the natural crops, that's a big problem. Accidentally growing GMOs is a crime. If you get contaminated by GMOs, Monsanto comes after you. Mm-hmm. How backwards is that? GMOs place an unmanageable burden of debt on farmers, forcing them to buy seeds each year. You can't save seeds. They're like Terminator seeds. I mean, this is such a violation of the sanctity of life. It's just amazing that we would tolerate it. And also destroying biodiversity. You know, the real way to grow is to diversify the crops, change them out season to season so that one replenishes the soil while another pulls something out. None of that is happening with monocropping thanks to the likes of corporate agriculture. And then we see diseased people. Dr. Shalar, I'm sure big time you're going to talk to anybody that comes to see you about the quality of their food.
I totally do, whether they want to listen to it or not.
That's the sign of a good doc. We're going to talk food here.
We always encourage them, and then depending upon what it is that's going on. But I studied with Jeffrey Smith back in 2009. And one of the big chains that I see is that Monsanto is now buying up all the organic as well as regular seeds. So a huge thing is to really check out the seed source, because even some local companies, and a lot of them even at Lowe's and Home Depot, are selling GMO crops in their already planted plants, it's seedlings that you just go plant. But also they put their label on Monsanto's seeds. Now, not every one of Monsanto's seeds are genetically modified, but if they are controlling them and there is no labeling in America, we don't know what they may have done to them.
Right. No, that's an important point.
But worldwide, they are buying out the seed companies to be in control of the food, because whoever is in control of the food can rule the world.
Indeed. Super Donna, you've seen the stories. I didn't plan on covering it, but I've seen there's something about seed banking or seed libraries that FDA is shutting down, or state departments of agriculture are coming and clamping down on. I mean, this is a very strange story, but it should indicate to you that anybody who has the freedom to produce their own food is considered to be a threat to a corporate, I wouldn't hesitate to say life, because it's not really life in that way.
We've even seen them relate this to terrorism in the past, where, you know, if you're saving food, if you're, you know, growing your own food and you're stocking up on food, you're a terrorist. Do you remember that?
Yeah, if you're a prepper, if you prepare for things that happen all the time throughout the history of the planet, famines or natural disasters, suddenly you're a suspect. How is that? You know, we live in this weird world. That's why I'm glad to be right here at Vitality Bistro tonight. A sense of calm has come over me here. Thank you. The Robert Scott Bell Show is going to crank it up. We got a few more segments here. Dr. Shalar, thank you. Perusha, thank you.
You're welcome.
We got some delicious segments coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No.
No.
And No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
I am nourished tonight on the air, and as I said, Super Don, you don't have to keep me awake. I am just buzzing from the good food and the good people here at Vitality Bistro. VitalityBistro.com. The links are up in the show notes at RobertScoutBell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week through GCN, National News Radio, Around the World, UK Health Radio, Digital Radio 103 Down Under, and podcasts galore all over the planet. So, let's see. I don't know. Super Don's a little hungry, but I'm still salivating because there's more food coming for me after I'm off the air tonight. So I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do an overnight show tonight.
Rub it in, Robert. Rub it in.
You see, I'm back. I'm ready to go for a coast-to-coast AM tonight if we're ready. Yeah, Yetis and truck stops. Anyway, we've got Dr. Solara here as well still, and she's wonderful. We're talking off the air about different things. We just covered a little bit about the GMO issue. I don't know if you wanted to add anything else about that, because I think you know Jeffrey Smith. You actually said you had gone through some of the training a few years back, which is very cool.
I did. And you were also talking about the FDA and some of the things that they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
The head of our FDA, of course, is the former CEO and attorney for Monsanto. So there's a lot of things that are coming down. In fact, the GMOs are even in medicines, especially insulin, mm-hmm. and diabetic medicines. But something that we feel is more pervasive is they have now approved putting aspartame, which is an excitotoxin similar to MSG, in all of the pasteurization of all dairy products. So whether you're doing sheep, goat, or cow milk, you are getting this excitotoxin, which, similar to the fluoride, is built to dumb you down. But it's also can mimic so many other degenerative diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they actually splice or are pasteurizing the dairy products, that means now whether it's a cracker, a bread, a cake, ice cream, or you're drinking milk. A lot of people think, I don't drink milk, but milk is so pervasive
sure.
in so many of our foodstuffs. So you're getting a dose of that, and now we're having to, when I'm checking our patients and they have anything like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, lupus, even leaky gut syndrome,
mm-hmm.
we get into what type of dairy products are you eating, and if you are, do you know that this is killing off the good guys?
You know, it's perfect that you're bringing this up now, because one of the questions of the day comes in from evidently a loyal, longtime listener. I don't even think he listed his name. Is that Felix? Let me see here. Robert, my name is Felix. I've been a loyal listener for a while now. My newborn is going through the same path as my past two children, which is acid reflux, he's calling it, due to my wife have not been able to create enough breast milk. I'm desperate about your knowledge when it comes to, or about baby formulas, and I mean the best organic one, he says, okay? I know you're pretty busy in your personal life, but I would appreciate it if you could give me a simple advice that doesn't take too much of your time. That's what I do, Felix. You're not bothering me. When they ask, this is what I'm here for. And, so there are cases where moms are not producing enough, and what do you do? Because you've mentioned it. If you go for dairy products and it's pasteurized, it's altered. It's dead in some way. And if they're adding these things into it, even the organic milk is not, in my opinion, fit for consumption. I want people finding local farmers that have local cows and goats, sheep, camels, whatever, that produce milk that is vital for health. And I think human to goat is a little closer as far as the growth rate of growth from a goat, baby goat to a goat, rather than a cow. So I think more appropriate protein levels, although you can even dilute the goat milk a little bit, but as a base, a raw goat milk would be appropriate if you know the source and the quality.
Absolutely. However, at least in this state of Florida, they are now trying to make it illegal for anybody to sell raw milk. So if it's pasteurized, it has to go through the chemical process.
Right.
By law.
And that's why we do get raw cow and goat milk, but you have to say you're buying it for your pets.
Absolutely.
And then they let you do it. Yeah.
Now, it's best, though, to be doing human milk. So look at the La Leche group. Look at some of the other places. Don't buy into the soy, which is GMO also.
Right.
All of these things are designed to destroy brain cells.
Yeah, and you know, the acid reflux and worse, skin rashes, other things, when you get on these soy formulas that are so common, it just messes up the system of these kids. So making your own is much better. Even if from a powdered clean goat milk, I've done better for some. They had no access to anything else, and then you can add things in. You can work with the fats. You can work with a little nut butter. There are ways to go about it. But Felix, in this case, if you can find raw goat milk, you can even dilute it. There's a great option. That's been used for hundreds, if not thousands, of years as a substitute.
Now, something else is that the mother could be doing homeopathy and some other nutritional things for herself to produce more milk.
We can talk about that when we come back from this break.
Okay.
And let's see what else we got coming up. We got some more stories, maybe an Ebola update. But stick around. We are live at Vitality Bistro. Another half hour to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. We got a special guest, Dr. Solara. We might talk food and the codes of Harry Potter.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
I don't know if you put any of these pictures up on Twitter as well. Of course, we got them going out through the Facebook, but the one with me holding up that green smoothie, Jeff, our Rawganic mechanic, he approves of it.
He approves. Okay.
He approves. Right, yeah. Then. Yeah. So, excellent. We approve of his approval. But yeah, we've got RS Bell Media on Twitter. Of course, robertscottbell.com is the website. And here we are at Vitality Bistro. And sometimes you got to leave the studio. Sometimes you just got to get out. And what happens is you're rewarded with just riches beyond belief. The people that I'm meeting here, absolutely excited to connect. Dr. Solara here, I have a website linked up, iam-healthy.com. We'll go to your site. For those of you in the Central Florida region that want to see another homeopath, it's so exciting, and the things she knows. We're going to get into a breast cancer discussion in just a moment. Then we're going to go into the codes of Harry Potter. I did not know we were going to do that today, but that's what happens when you leave the studio. So stand by for that. That's dedicated to Super Don, who's not feeling so well, evidently. We'll get you better. We'll get you better, my friend. The issue of following up on Felix and his question about breast milk, there are remedies that can help mom to produce more. And I thought maybe you could give some tips to the listening audience.
Well, of course, in homeopathy, it's all individualized into what was going on with the mother, whether or not it was scanty, whether it was from the moment that she gave birth or whether or not it was later on.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of herbal formulas that people can brew up in their own house that can help produce milk. And my favorite one from the midwife that I work with, because I also help catch babies, is dark beer. But make sure
right.
that it's gluten-free and that it's
non-GMO.
Non-GMO and from Europe, because they don't allow the crap that we allow in our food stuff.
Yeah, you hear that, Super Don? And you broadcast from a local craft brewery. I think they were also into non-GMO and organic there as well.
That was some of the best beer I think I've ever drank in my life. Totally organic. The only thing that wasn't organic were, I think, like the rice. What was it? The rice hulls that they used to filter the beer because they couldn't find them.
Okay.
But everything other than that was actually put in the beer was 100% organic, 100% non-GMO.
So after you went there and drank some dark beer, did you find that your breastfeeding went better?
It improved greatly. I was right. Yes.
Wonderful. That's great news. Well, thank you, Super Don, for sharing that. You see, he's right there, even though he doesn't feel well. He's letting us all have it. There's a story here. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And this is a story about the latest claim that breast cancer is genetic. Study shows third gene as indicator for breast cancer. Now, BRCA1 and BRCA2 have evidently crapped out. They're not the latest and greatest. So they've moved on to PALB2, and they're claiming it raises the risk of breast cancer in women. And here we are going to a genetic predisposition or whatever they're trying to say here as if it's out of your control, like if your mom had it, and if grandma had it, your aunt had it, your sister had it, you're going to get it. Is that really how it works? Now, Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, talked about miasms, predispositions, inherited predispositions, based on the lineage, the things that happened in your ancestry. But it didn't mean it had to play itself out.
Exactly.
He didn't. There wasn't something called epigenetics, but Hahnemann definitely knew that you can manifest life and health differently by doing different things. That we have that control. So, ladies, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, do not let doctors remove your body parts just because you have a gene mutation that they say might indicate that you'll get breast cancer years down the road, because your breasts are not the cause of breast cancer. Am I right? Am I exaggerating?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But also, they're not taking into account
mm-hmm.
that your gene structure can change with your environment, your food, with your lifestyle. You can affect your genetic structure and eliminate or change the predisposition.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just because somebody else in your family had it.
Yeah.
It means there may be a propensity. You might want to look at that. However, it's all in your own power, your own control
mm-hmm.
of how you wish to express your own life. So taking the power yourself. And in America, though, it is so easy to just say, yeah, I want to go to the fast food. It has to be faster, quicker, and packaged, prepackaged, instead of taking responsibility for going and looking at your lifestyle, looking at
right.
what am I choosing to have in my lifestyle.
We don't suffer from a deficiency of xenoestrogens, I'll tell you that. Can I have some more packaged food, please? No.
Some more BPA?
Yeah, exactly. And then, Super Don, you know, having another homeopath here, we want to start throwing out Latin names for you. Now, he always says I'm going Harry Potter on him if I say Chelidonium or something like that, right? Because it's like, who talks Latin in America?
Every time Robert gets on, he starts talking about homeopathic remedies. He keeps turning my coffee mug into a frog.
You know,
the dogs sprout wings and start flying away. I'm just, you know, come
right.
on, Robert.
I know. It's really funny. So of all things to have here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we have another surprise guest. And she has written The Codes of Harry Potter, Mystical Messages to Transform Our World, Urliana Samsara. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hold on. Let me bring your microphone up here. Go ahead and talk to me.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
We met last time I was here at Vitality Bistro with our mutual friend, was it not?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I remember.
Yeah, Erin.
Erin, and she is just absolute a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, I love Erin.
And she has the Health Nut News, and of course, it was so cool that we met then, but I didn't know you'd be here tonight. And what was it you were relating to, what we had been discussing, how it plays into this book that you've written?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm a major Harry Potter fan. But I wrote this book because for not just for fans, but for non-fans.
Okay.
And as well. So it can bridge, even if people don't like Harry Potter, there's something of value for everybody here. And one of the things that what I found was that the book is really essentially hundreds and hundreds of codes. It's like you read between the lines, and it's really, for me, how I experienced it was that it's really like I call it the Boy Scout, Girl Scout handbook for a new humanity. So
okay.
It's like, if you really want to change the world, this is what it's going to take in terms of character and virtue and all, but also like how to go about the paradigm shift. So that's it in kind of in a nutshell. But
you know about this book?
I do. It's wonderful.
So I'm just trying to make heads or tails of how to access what you're doing, like the Codes of Harry Potter. I just don't. What is it? I need help here.
Well, what I say is that these are like messages between the lines. And if you read Harry Potter, my little ebook simply explains it. It's a short, sweet book. It's easy to read. It's very easy to read. You don't even have to be a Harry Potter fan or even have read any of the books to get the messages, to get value. The messages are, can I just ask you something just in terms of, is it, if I'm not hearing myself on the...
Yeah, you're fine. You're doing great. Okay. I can crank you up, though. Go ahead.
I wasn't sure if like none of this was coming across.
You're doing great.
So I don't have my there I am. Mm-hmm. I waved my wand to make that happen.
Well, give me an example of a code of Harry Potter that is like helpful for today, kind of thing, practical.
Well, one of them would be I focus on four main ones.
Okay.
You know, but one of them is that like. When you look around you, and you look at the parallels, one of the things I do in the book is I look at the parallels between Harry's storyline and what's happening in the world.
Okay.
And so, you know, we'll do, you know, like the infiltration. Now, since you're a health show, I'll give you a health-related one. You know, with Lord Voldemort, the evil Lord Voldemort, the realm.
He who shall not be named, right? That's what
right.
I said. I had to do that yesterday because we couldn't say the word Ebola for an hour. We did that, but the Voldemort health story. What do we got?
So you could say, you know, he represents many things, but you could say that he represents, like, just look at the GMO. What's
Monsanto
happening?
Monsanto GMO, yeah.
Yeah, the way it creeps in to to our system, and it's very menacing, and it's a slow creep. So it's not like when Voldemort started to take over the wizarding community, it wasn't just this. He didn't just show up and do it. He just slowly and surreptitiously worked his way in.
Mm. Much like, you know, modern medicine over the course of 100 years. I talked about in my lecture from Flexner Report. It didn't automatically turn everything into allopathic medicine over 100 years before they began to mandate it. So it's similar to that. And good fiction always mirrors what's going on in the world in a different way, perhaps more importantly, because they couldn't be as direct about it. If they did it factually, no one would read it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, that's exactly what it is. You can actually get a lot more done through literature like that and even humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can teach that way. You'll see that many Hollywood movies are like that. So this is why it has gone. I mean, it has sold more copies than the Bible. I mean, it's the most incredible publishing phenomenon ever. And it grabbed hold of a whole generation of people.
And so, well, it spoke to them.
Well,
but so what you're taking, and I gather this, that you're taking what's happening in the world today, mirroring it in, and trying to make a bridge for people to understand it.
Exactly.
Very cool.
And then at the end of the book, I have this chapter called Harry's Alchemy for a, you know, because he's a wizard, alchemy, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a new world community. And this is just my personal sharings about where, like, if people many young people I meet, they don't know what to do. They want to make a difference, but they don't know where to start. So I'm like, well, use this little book. It's, you know, $4.84 on Amazon. It's easy, right?
Kindle.
You
know,
yeah, we're not talking about like, a New World Monsanto order, though.
No. Not a New World order. New World, which I call the New World odor.
Yes, but, that's a good way of saying it.
but it's a New World community, because it's all about us coming together, just like the wizards came together to fight Voldemort. They didn't. Harry didn't do it alone.
The classic good and evil battle, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't take a one single hero. This is a new paradigm where it takes everybody together. So they had Harry and his friends, his student, his peers, which was Dumbledore's army. And then you had the other, his parents' generation were the Order of the Phoenix. So you had both generations coming together. Mm-hmm. So it's not about one person saving.
Sure.
It's really a whole community.
Well, and this is kind of the message when I was lecturing earlier talking about what we do here. What you do right here makes a much bigger difference, in fact, than waiting for somebody thousands of miles away who supposedly has power and money and authority to fix it for us. You know, it's like that's the message of bringing the power to heal back to you and taking that power and making a difference in your own life. And then, of course, by definition, you're imparting a wonderful thing for others to emulate at the very least if you're not outright holding out your hand to help somebody.
And people really responded. I mean, look at the love and respect that people had for Harry. You know, he became the leader, but he was not the leader, like, egotistically leading. He was saying, no, I'm just, you know, he didn't want to take the credit. And,
yeah.
And that's the new paradigm, is like we all, it's cooperation, not competition.
Very nice. Well, enjoying our time here at Vitality Bistro, cooperating and eating delicious food and meeting wonderful new friends. So stick around. We got one more segment to wrap it up here. And I hope that you'll visit at another time, because we'll be back for sure.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest
HBS banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Super Don, it really feels like I'm in an episode of Cheers, except without the alcohol and the smoking. There's
where
no Norm. Anybody Norm here? No Norm. But yeah, but everybody knows your name. This is a cool place. And I've been here before, but I've never done a broadcast evening style, which is it's a whole different energy than when we're doing midday, and you know that. And it's just we're going to have to do this again. This has been really great. To meet some new friends here, Dr. Solara as well, and the codes of HarryPotter.com. If you want to check out that book, it's a short little book, but it's fun. And she says I'm one of the characters in there inadvertently. I guess there's an alternative media guy in Harry Potter. I didn't remember that. Xenophilius Lovegood, evidently. So that's funny.
Xenophilius Lovegood.
Lovegood. We'll have to look up that, see if there's any resemblance. Also, your website, Dr. Solara, iam-healthy.com, takes it, those of you who want to learn. And you come here on Thursdays and often teach food as a medicine as food type class.
We do. And it's iam-healthy.com. Yeah. I-A-M. Mm-hmm. Most people, if you say I am, they go I am.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for saying I am. I am healthy. It's -healthy.com. So check that out.
And
now,
it's the Healthier Choices page that has all kinds of links to GMOs and how to grow your own veggies, how mm-hmm. to, if you want to look for gluten-free recipes, there's links. There's all kinds of stuff on how you can actually tell what gluten is and what are GMOs and what are the laws and how mm-hmm. to maybe shift that. And you
beautiful.
Said no alcohol here. By the way, they have non-GMO, gluten-free beer and wine.
Oh, well, never mind. We'll be indulging. I'll be schnockered on the air. Let's see how that sounds like. I've never done that before. So we opened the show today talking about the Gaia's psychic scream, right? The Earth just in the throes of, what are you doing to me? Well, it looks like nature is fighting back in Russia. The bees have attacked a policeman or policemen who were destroying cannabis plants.
The bees went after them. Yeah. Now I'm thinking those are some smart bees because that cannabis plant can do a lot of good.
Yeah, this is in Russia is where this took place.
In Russia.
And I like the little play on words that they say. I guess it makes sense that bees don't like buzzkills.
they were killing the buzz. Yeah. Although, like I said, we talk about hemp and cannabis in terms of its medicinal value, but the plant was created by something much higher than any government agency, and they just need to back off and allow this plant to be used. It can really salvage an ecology, really heal the planet in a lot of ways, and welcoming back to the time when hemp is embraced again. So thank you to the bees who attacked the police who were destroying the plants there. That's good news. That's a bit of good news here. Also, what else do we have? Tomorrow, Healing Revolution Friday, we've got Dr. Frank King. We're going to talk about, I think, what are we planning on doing? Some more detoxification, I think. Jet lag, detoxification, candida, liver. Yeah, we're going to do some more detox. And we have Liam Schiff coming up, and it's going to be controversial because we got a bit of mail because Liam has really investigated, as a journalist, as he is, an investigative reporter, the historical things about the Bible that some folks don't like to talk about. We're not here to attack anybody's beliefs, but we are able to address things with an intellectual curiosity that sometimes is uncomfortable. I know most of my listeners will go along with us for the ride because we also talk with people like Dr. Nick. We have questions about the Bible that they ask for him, and he comes on, and we have a good time with that, too. So we engage in all of this here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And bringing the power to heal back to you is my goal, and I think occasionally we even accomplish it. We've certainly done a good job tonight, thanks to Dr. Salar as well as Purusha, and thank you, Tananda. He couldn't be here tonight, but for hosting me here at Vitality Bistro. We'll do another lecture and come back and broadcast again. And I'll add some of the links that we didn't know we would have to the notes a little later. And Super Don, maybe I think we did a couple of questions of the day. You can convert them into a YouTube at our channel, RS Bell Media channel on YouTube.
You bet.
Very cool.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. So next event that you have, Dr. Salar, where would that be?
I'm going to right here at Vitality Bistro every Thursday night. We have classes on everything from how to set up a kitchen, how to avoid GMOs and gluten, mm-hmm. how to... Lacoma does a whole lot of the batch.
We got to talk to Lacoma next time. We're going to talk about growing food and seeds and stuff. I mean, I think, as I said, everybody here I could have interviewed, I could have done a whole hour with. So we've got a lot more fascinating reveals to happen at Vitality Bistro. So thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you, Purusha. It's beautiful. I can't wait. And I get some more dinner after I go off the air. I'm going to do some takeout, the best kind of takeout you got. So thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Randy, for making it sound good on your end at the board there. We got a lot of healing to go. It's Healing Revolution Friday tomorrow. RobertScottBell.com. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here 6 days a week. Why, oh, why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.